time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Missy Riley, Director of Early Childhood Education for Springfield Public Schools. Missy, thank you for being our guest today. I recently listened to a story on KSMU about the benefits of quality early childhood education, and I wanted to find out what we're doing here in Springfield. First, what are the benefits of early childhood education?
Referring to the article that you heard, that's kind of the big picture of the benefits of early childhood education. We've got some local benefits that I'll talk about in just a minute, too. But those big benefits were related to the Perry Preschool Project, which is a long-term study of participants of preschool from the 1960s. And we had received results of those before, where students who had attended preschool at a Head Start, actually, in the 60s, the return on investment for those preschool dollars that were spent at the time yielded anywhere from a 7-to-1 ratio to a 17-to-1 ratio. So for every dollar that was spent, somewhere between $7 and $17 came back into the community. The new study that you mentioned also showed a second generational effect on the children and potentially even grandchildren of those participants of that study, where they too are reaping the benefits of a high quality preschool program. So in Springfield, what we know is from doing years and years of our own studies, when we have good programming, quality programming, and funding for that quality programming in Springfield, then we reap the benefits as related to kindergarten readiness. We just released our most recent kindergarten readiness report, and it showed, as we predicted, that as you increase the amount of funding that goes into school readiness programs, our children who are entering kindergarten are more ready for school.
Now, what makes a program high quality?
That depends on what you're looking at. There's not one just gold standard for high quality, but typically, it relates to how the program relates to families, the accessibility for programs, whether the program is universal, who can access the program, and then also training criteria and ongoing training of the employees who work in those early childhood programs.
Now, you mentioned families, so I know Springfield has at least one program that does home visits.
And correct.
Tell us about that.
Our Parents as Teachers program is something that we're very proud of in Springfield. We have one of the most well-known and most vibrant programs for parents as teachers in the nation, and you might even say in the world, because Parents as Teachers is an international organization. So in Springfield, our school board and then also DESE, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, support our Parents as Teachers program. We have 37 parent educators who provide home visitation services for any family in Springfield Public Schools attendance area who have a child, actually even prenatally, all the way up through kindergarten entry. So the beauty of that is that there are no stigmas attached. It is truly a universal program. It's a voluntary program, which people sometimes qualify with a volunteer program. The people who work the program are not volunteers. They're actually employees of Springfield Public Schools who have degrees. They will come into the home and help work with parents on developmental milestones and expectations for their children at all of the different ages throughout development.
I also saw on your early childhood website, there's a program called Wonder Years, and also that there are three early childhood centers. Tell us more about those.
Wonder Years is our program for children 1 year prior to kindergarten, or a pre-K program. It was formerly funded 100% by Title I funds, but starting last year, we were able to access some additional funding and were able to expand those services. This year, we'll be serving up to 800 children in spots for Springfield Public Schools. We're still looking for about a 250, I think my count was this morning. We've enrolled about 550, but we still have some spots available for Wonder Years for next year. And children can qualify two different ways there, either through academic need or also through free and reduced lunch status. And so it's income-based, but it's also based upon a developmental screening that you can get through our Parents as Teachers office.
What goes on at your early childhood centers? Is that where Wonder Years takes place?
Yes, two of our centers are where Wonder Years takes place. And then the third center, which is referred to as Shining Stars, is where our early childhood special education education classes are. And they have a very neat model there that has been around for a lot of years called the integrated curriculum model. So it's a mix of children both with developmental delays and children who are typically developing, who are working together in a classroom in a little bit smaller setting than what our Wonder Years classrooms are.
And where would you like to see the early childhood programs in Springfield go? What do you see for the future?
Well, just maintaining that funding that we've been given. We weren't sure that we were ever going to have the funding that we have right now, but we've had great support both from our board and from our state. By next year, we'll be serving approximately 60% of the kids in pre-K. So just seeing that thrive, making sure that our teachers are well-trained, and then also sustaining that Parents as Teachers program.
I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Thank you, Missy Riley, our guest, Director of Early Childhood Education for Springfield Public Schools. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.